Welcome back here with Dave and Faisal on QR Calgary and More Than Money. We're coming into the travel season, my friend. The weather's getting nicer. People are getting anxious. Lots of conversations about where people are going to travel to and what experiences they want to have.
Yeah. So when you look at this type of season, what we've noticed from an economic perspective, when you talk to people about how great the economy is, they talk about a few things. Look how busy the restaurants are. Look at how people are traveling. The cruise ships are all full, stuff like that. It's all experience-driven economy.
Yep.
The product side is gone or is not growing as much, but it's the experience side. And so when we're looking at the experiences, travel is one of the top on the list. And so let's talk about some of the best travel destinations to have this summer.
Sounds perfect. We've got Sophia Tetley, Senior Editor, Live and Invest Overseas, joining us today. Sophia, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's start with that very question. So where are the hot destinations this year? Where are people looking at going?
Yeah, and keep in mind, Sophia, before you answer that question, there's a lot of Canadians listening to it, and Sophia is in London, so we might get a European flavor to this. So we're very interested.
Which I
but
love.
Remember, That's it's right. Canadians listening, so let's be gentle on us of all these different great destinations around the world.
Sure, will do. So what I've been hearing, you know, being based in London and hearing about where people are traveling this summer, one of the top places that's coming up is Paros, Greece. So I know when people think Greece, they usually automatically think Santorini or Mykonos, but those islands in the summer months tend to be a bit overrun with tourists. I've seen pictures, for instance, in Santorini last summer, there was massive queues just to take a picture at that famous sunset spot. So Paros is a great alternative. It's a member of the same group of islands as Santorini and Mykonos. It has all the same appeal. So it has the whitewashed architecture with the, you know, the blue trim. It has amazing vistas, just like Santorini or Mykonos, but it's not going to be as busy and it's not going to be as expensive. So that is one place that I'm hearing a lot about this summer. And it's pretty easy to get to. You can fly to Athens and then take a ferry or a smaller airline onto Paros. And it's getting easier to reach. They've added some new airlines to this region of the country. So it should be a no-brainer to get there and enjoy some warm summer weather, especially for Calgarians right now.
So European flavor. So, Sophia, this is I assume, Europeans traveling within Europe. I'm curious, are Europeans traveling to North America? Are you seeing a demand for that?
It's interesting. I've seen a lot of articles saying that some of the travel trends of 2024 are small towns in North America. So some, for instance, upstate New York came up as one of the destinations. Quebec as a province was one of them as well. You know, a lot of untapped nature and stuff to see there. So there's definitely a lot to see in North America as well, but I'm more focused on this side of the world.
Now, what about the sheer volume? You did say some of these areas get overwhelmed. As Faisal and I sit and we talk to people, the stuff and things, as you said, Faisal, is becoming less important to people, and it's more about the experiences, and travel plays a big part of it. So from a travel industry perspective, are we expecting to see, a higher volume just in general of travelers over the summer?
I think so. I think that people are still coming out of the pandemic and, you know, they were cut off from travel for a few years. So now there's a big jump back to what travel numbers were before and then some, because people who sat at home and perhaps they waited around to book that trip and then they lost the opportunity completely because of the lockdowns and the border closures are now thinking, okay, I'm going to go for it, because you just never know what's around the corner and what the next sort of block might be for that big trip.
So are there any recommendations that you could make for people who want to avoid the big crowds? Like where would be
Dave?
Yeah, like me for sure. Something off the beaten path, right? The crowds haven't found yet. That would be fun to go to.
Yeah, definitely. So a few other places that I've been hearing about, Mauritius is one of them. It's way off the beaten path. And actually you can go all the way to Mauritius and then go a little bit further, because it's a group of islands as well. So there's the main island and then smaller little almost rocky outcrops that you can visit, where I don't think you'll have to struggle with any sort of crowds or competition for space. Mauritius is, it looks incredible. It's in the Indian Ocean just off the coast of Madagascar. And it stands out as more of a sort of jet setters destination. It has a lot of resorts that are opening in 2024, and a lot of wellness type activities that you can pursue there. That's a big trend, I believe, in 2024 and beyond. And another one that I've been hearing a lot about, and it's a bit more of a budget option, is Sri Lanka. So another island in the Indian Ocean. I think there's a trend developing here in terms of islands. And Sri Lanka is great because it's a bit like Bali was before this big boom of popularity. So it has sort of a jungle meets beach appeal, with an emphasis on surf culture. And again, a lot of wellness type practices. So there's all sorts of activities like yoga, breath work, meditation, et cetera, that are taking off in Sri Lanka as a place to practice those things.
Sophia, there's, let me give you a bit of background on some of what Calgarians generally think about. Generally, they worry about two things, the cold and the heat. Okay. And so in Calgary, we'll get very cold temperatures and we'll get very hot temperatures. And so when people think about traveling in the summer months, their concern may be these sun destinations are, well, too much sun, it's too hot. What, from a climate perspective or a temperature perspective, these destinations that you've been suggesting, what's the approximate in Celsius that a Calgarian like myself, or, you know, Dave over here who doesn't like crowds, wants to go to a nice place, but doesn't want the heat either. He's very picky, by the way.
I would say if you're looking at Europe, mainland Europe, especially Spain, Greece, Italy, they get super hot in the summer months. But there's always exceptions to the rules. You can always go, you know, to a highland destination and catch a bit of a breeze. But in terms of how many degrees Celsius in some of these places, oh gosh, it can go well above 30, 40. It depends on where we're talking about, really.
Yeah.
But might be a bit uncomfortable for the average Calgarian.
Yeah. That's like Italy in the summer, right?
Exactly.
Walking on the surface of the sun. It's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
How about the deals, Sophia? We got about a minute and a half. Where, you know, if somebody's sort of budget conscious, where are the good opportunities, the good deals this year?
I think Greece is a great deal. I know it's far for you guys, but once you get there, it's very affordable. And you do have to pick the islands that are not as brand name, like don't go to Santorini or Mykonos. For instance, go to these smaller, lesser known islands. And then for every brand name place, there's also a more budget alternative. So for instance, if we're talking about Paris, obviously that's the highest end you can get. We're talking about Budapest as a nice alternative to Paris. It's the same sort of riverfront, charming city with historic architecture and plenty of landmarks and culture. Another option, you know, instead of going to Croatia, which was a really big destination last year, you could go just a little bit further down the coast to Montenegro. It's not as brand name, so it's just slightly more affordable. I think for every place, there's a lower cost alternative that you can seek out.
Okay, I have to ask this question before we go to commercial break. It has nothing to do with traveling, but with the English Premier League and the race that way it's going, what's happening in the office? Who's going to win the Premiership? Is it Man City, Liverpool, Arsenal? What's the office saying over there?
You're asking the wrong person. I have absolutely no idea.
Just say Man City. Just say Man City.
I don't
City.
Want to get in trouble with anyone from London.
Yeah, good answer. That's right over there. That's right. Listen, Sophia, I want to thank you very much for joining us today. We appreciate all the input.
Thank you guys so much. It was great to speak to you.
We've been joined by Sophia Titley, who is a senior editor, Live and Invest Overseas, lots of European destinations. And, you know, lots of Canadians do travel through Europe in the summer. You make a good point. Like, some of those destinations be very hot for the summer travels. So you need to think about that, especially as you age. I'm finding it's getting harder and harder to be in 40 degree weather outside, right? But hey, you can take a siesta in the middle of the day too.
Absolutely. Right? And I think what's also happening in Europe this year, especially with the Olympics coming to Paris, with all the other sporting events, and I'm a sports travel buff. I love this stuff. I'm going to head out to the Olympics and watch a couple of events out there. It's going to be fun. It's going to be very exciting. The energy level is going to be high. And especially when you have the Summer Olympics in Paris, although it's very expensive, it's going to be a very fun time. If you like crowds, if you like sports, and if you like the European destination, I think there's a It was a great opportunity.
Okay. Well, that's all lifestyle related, my friend. We got to pull it all together at our upcoming seminar.
You know, when you look at a person's retirement plan, one of the key things they talk about is, I want to have experiences. And travel is one of the experiences that many Canadians want to have. And we're going to talk about how you can continue to have the cash flow, the income, and the lifestyle you want at our upcoming seminar. And we have two of them, Tuesday, May 7th in Lethbridge, Tuesday, June 4th in Calgary. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
You know, we've got a big population of U.S. citizens here, and one in three are thinking of renouncing their citizenship. We're going to explore that after the break. Join us then. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.